Anzac Day commemorations yesterday were laced with protest and calls for peace. In Gallipoli, Deputy Prime Minister Winston Peters delivered a dawn address in which he said the world had become increasingly troubled and that diplomacy was needed more than ever to de-escalate conflicts. Back home, small groups of protesters, mostly related to the conflict in Gaza, attracted condemnation from the ACT Party. We're joined now by one of our foremost military historians, Chris Pugsley. Kia ora, Chris.
Kia ora, Ben.
If we start with Winston Peters, what did you make of his speech and his calls for diplomacy to come to the fore?
Well, I agree with it. And as Robert Patman said on this program, it was a very good speech. Put Gallipoli in perspective in terms of the ongoing cost to countries like New Zealand, and then related it to the world today. And everything he said is true. And it just pointed out that while diplomacy is essential, it has to be backed up by not just more than words. And it applies equally to all sides and all conflicts. So, yes, no, I've heard Winston a number of times speaking at Gallipoli, and he's in his element.
In New Zealand, there were obviously protests here, a lot of people highlighting the conflict in Gaza. Was that appropriate on Anzac Day?
Well, obviously, when you're having an Anzac Day service, you don't want protests. But in the context of protesting in New Zealand, if you think back, and someone of my generation looking back to the Vietnam era, and the Anzac Day service was a logical time to protest against New Zealand's involvement in Vietnam. And as we're seeing, particularly in the United States at present, those protests are in the university campuses, which mirrored what happened in the 1960s and grew from there. And so while you don't want them at a service that certainly isn't glorifying war but remembering the cost of war, the realities are that in today those protests will be noticed at national events. And you can understand why they happen.
There are also some complaints about the Wellington, the Anzac service at Pukeahu National War Memorial Park having to be cancelled due to Wellington's infamous wind. What do you make of that? I mean, I was taking the dog for a walk yesterday and almost got blown off the hill at Kandala. It was a pretty windy day.
Well, I was supposed to speak in Benburn Park at Karori at the 11 o'clock service there, and quite sensibly, the president of the Karori RSA had transferred it into the RSA club rooms, and just trying to open the door in the street where Benburn Park is and where you get to the RSA club rooms was a struggle. So in situations where you're going to be blown out into the Cook Strait if you have it in the open, a sensible decision was taken. And obviously, the alternate venue was limited to 200 or 300 people. And so the right decision was made. Unfortunate, but, you know, the wind gods of Wellington determine how we live, and that's life.
That's correct. For anyone living in Wellington, they understand that. Over in Gallipoli, New Zealand's delegation had issues with their instruments going missing and Dubai on the way there. What did you make of Australia coming in and helping out?
Well, first of all, you've got the New Zealand Defence, a group of Defence Force personnel making that contingent up. And things happen. And as we know, on Gallipoli in 1915, the landing didn't go according to plan. Instead of a rapid advance across the peninsula and up the peninsula, they were trapped into a tiny perimeter without picks and shovels, without timber, having to bring water in to from offshore Greek islands, artillery limited to 5 rounds a day. And so they had to make it work. And I applaud John McLeod's team. They had a problem. They worked with their ANZAC partners, and we got a marvelous ceremony out of it. And so, hey, things happen.
And it adds to that ANZAC spirit. Thank you so much for your time, Chris. That is military historian Chris Pugsley. And Chris has helped produce a visual documentary which has just launched on the RNZ website called All Blacks at War. It's fronted by former All Black Andrew Mertens, who visited grave sites in Europe where former All Blacks are commemorated or buried.